today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Today is a great day to experience the benefits of telling the truth. Today is a great day to see others who are alive, well, and practicing the truth. Today is a great day to be truthful with yourself and be truthful with God. Have you ever told God you were going to do something and you did some of it, but not all of it? If you were asked the question, would you lie to God? You would probably say, I'd never do that. Telling the truth was something our parents taught us to do from a very young age, but as time passed on, from time to time, we fell away. Everyone has told a lie during their lifetime. How many of you have experienced the consequences of not telling the truth? We serve a God who desires for us to be truthful with Him. Our God has been truthful with us because of who He is. He is truth. God wants us to be truthful with Him because He put truth in us. Think about it. Can two walk together unless they are agreed? In Acts chapter 5, verses 1 through 11, it states, "But a certain man named Ananias and his wife Sapphira sold a possession, and he kept back part of the proceeds, his wife also being aware of it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. They brought a certain part, not what they promised. During this time, each believer had what they needed as a result of Acts chapter 4, verse 34 that states, "Nor were there any one among them who lacked, for all who were possessors of lands and houses sold them and brought the proceeds of those things that they had sold." Ananias and his wife Sapphira said they would sell their possessions and give the proceeds to the church. They were not saying this to the apostles alone, but also to the Holy Spirit. Instead of giving it all, which belonged to them before the sale and afterwards, they kept some back for themselves. They lied to the Holy Spirit by not giving all as they had said they would, and Peter called them on it. Ananias and Sapphira both paid the ultimate prices for lying to the Holy Spirit. If you say you're going to give God something, give it to Him. If you and I are truthful with God, He will reward us. If you and I deal falsely with Him, or we will be held accountable. Ananias and Sapphira paid the price with their life for not being truthful with God. This week, make it your goal to not only tell God the truth, but become the truth by allowing Him to live His life through you daily. Don't lie to the Holy Spirit. Do what you say you are going to do. Don't hold back and don't hold out on God. Be truthful. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing, the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.